CCR. Down on the corner.
Great band.
Yes.
Yes. It's The Mix on WKGC FM 90.7. Here when you need us. And Lee, you're going to have to end your silence down there. I'm so sorry.
I can do that.
Okay. This is Lee Bailey, and she's with us here at Gulf Coast State College. What's going on in your end of the world, Lee?
Well, I just want to let students know that, you know, there's a place that you can come to if you're not feeling right or you're having some problems or you're dealing with issues, that you're not alone. You can come to the counseling center. We're located in Student Union East on the first floor, or if you're talking with a friend or talking with an instructor and they feel you need to come in, or I can come to you. Just give us a call. My number is 769-1551, extension 4861. And we're located again on the first floor of the Student Union East. And I just want students to know they're not alone out there. And, you know, I might not can solve all your problems, but we can certainly get you some help and assistance. We work real closely with Kathleen Duvall, counselor over at FSUPC, and we have a good working relationship with her. And have a really good relationship with life management. We call them a lot for students' needs and other availability in the community as well.
Have you seen an uptick in business, which is certainly something in your business you never want to see an uptick since the hurricane? I know that there's a lot of students that really don't have permanent housing right now.
Right.
There's a lot of couch surfing going on and that sort of thing. Have you seen an uptick, and has this been a problem? I mean, is this something people are coming to the counseling center with and saying, you know, it's just, I know it's a terrible load on people. We have people in our program that are still working on getting over it right now.
Right.
He's using hand signals to.
I'm using hand signals. We were happy to know that Caleb got out of his trailer and back in his house.
Yay, that's fantastic.
Everybody's had problems. Just wondered if you had seen. Is this something that's been?
I think we're starting to see more and more. You know, we were right after the hurricane. We're in that survival mode, and when you're in survival mode, you can do a lot. You can get through a lot. A lot of people, a lot of our students did better in that fall semester than they did in the spring semester, because all of a sudden we're out of survival mode and we're into, oh wow, this is reality. This is not going to take just a few weeks to get out of or a few months. And so we're seeing people that are just tired. Mm-hmm. They're tired of living where they're living or doing what they're doing and having to struggle. And so I think that's what we're dealing with a lot along with the everyday things that people do. And a lot of our public housing is not there anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to help students with that as well, trying to find anything that's out there. We call that the United Way 211 number a lot to see what's opened up, what's new, what's back in service. And that's a lot of the problem, too. A lot of those services that were out there were damaged as well. And so, you know, we're just there for students, and we want students to come in and talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that way everywhere. I mean, you just take the block I live on out of the 8 houses, 3 of them are not yet habitable. So it's bad. It's bad out there everywhere. And I'm sure that fortunately, I was able to get back into my house rapidly, but I did vicariously through Caleb go through, it's just not that great living in a trailer.
It's nice to have a roof.
It's better than living in the back of your car. But it was. And I did actually go. I went through that. I spent 6 months in a trailer after Opal, and it's not. It's very, very, especially if you have a family and there's family things that have to go on as well as schooling and work and all that. It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough to be that disrupted.
I think it's also important to remember that anybody that lives in this area is going through this, regardless of the amount of damage that you've had, displacement. You know, we're seeing our community hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you didn't suffer a lot of damage, we're being affected by seeing the places and people that we love being affected, or affected by things maybe at work not going the way that they have before. So I think, because we're seeing a lot of what you would call survivor's guilt, people thinking, well, I'm not as bad off as the other person, so I shouldn't need help. That's not true. We're all suffering. So if you're suffering and you're struggling with something and you need some assistance, don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, a lot of our community is gone because of especially some of the apartments and places mm-hmm. like that that are now disappeared. You know, the estimates are around 20% or so. The community's gone. There's everything's a chore. Driving's a chore. Buying something at the store is a chore because there's not enough help. Mm-hmm. Everything becomes a chore. And you know, practically we're looking at, you know, we've got another year or so to go before things begin to creep, at least. Yes, I saw that. I read lips very well. I saw that, and yes, it's going to be a while. And the other thing is the places from, we went from a very, very attractive, living in a very attractive place to one that's not so attractive. Yes.
Now, so it's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and we have an event coming up.
Yes, we do. Suicide Prevention Conference is going to be October the 2nd. I believe that's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it's from 8 to 4. It's going to be held at the FSU Panama City campus in the Holly Center. And it is free and open to the public. We do need you to register. And I have been told this morning it is filling up quickly. We are almost at the level that we can't accept anymore just because we just don't have any more room. You can go to www.lmccares.org to register. It's really, really easy to do so. And again, it's free to anyone. You don't have to be a clinician. You don't have to be in the field. If you're just someone out there and just want to know more about it, please come to this conference. If you can't stay all day, okay, you can come. Don't feel like, oh, I can't be there all day. The people that are coming, which are Anthony Spear and Richard Costa from LSU, they've done some research after Hurricane Katrina, and I am really excited that they're coming. I really am. I want to hear what their research has found, and so that we can better know what to expect, you know, a year or two from now, and what's going to be happening. And we're going to have the lunch is going to be on your own, but there will be some food trucks, which at a different conference, I found out how wonderful they are. And, of course, Kay Halls is there inside, and so you can have lunch on your own there. And then you can we'll have vendors. How many vendors do we have, Tricia?
I think we have about 15 right now with information about mental health services.
Absolutely. And so you can talk with them, and there will be people there if you're having problems. There will be people there that can talk to you. Just say, hey, I need to talk to somebody, and somebody will find someone for you, whether it's me or Kathleen or another clinician that's at the conference. So I really feel this is really important. Last year, we did it as well. We did it as a community, and it was just truly fulfilling. You learn a lot, you meet new people, and you just feel like, you know, there's hope. There's hope out there for people, which is so important, particularly now. And I just, you know, I know we talk about the negatives and things that are happening, but we do celebrate every day. Every day a business opens, every day I drive through a neighborhood where a home I've watched for the last several months destroyed and now it's fixed, I see students coming back. I see students saying, you know what, things are getting a little better, even though things aren't the way they were. So there is hope, and that's what we want people to know, particularly from this conference. It's not all bad. There are good things out there, and every day something wonderful happens, and we have to hold on to that.
So that conference is October 2nd from 8 a.m. to 4. It's a free conference, but you do have to register to make sure you get a seat.
Correct.
So we're going to take a quick break. Find out what our Wednesday midday weather is like from WMB Lawrence Hope.
Okay, and we have coming up a This Day in History. I've been just primed for this one. And, of course, vitamin B. And we have special news about guests on Friday.
Yes.
Big time.
Big time guests.
Big time guests on Friday.
But we'll get to that shortly on The Mix.